Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
The God you serve speaks the end from the beginning. So we were celebrating the taking away of a reproach before we preach about reproach. Lamentations chapter 5, a picture of what a reproach is. Lamentations chapter 5. Can we go, please? Remember, oh Lord, what has come upon us. Look, and behold, our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned to the aliens. Our houses to foreigners. Have you lived in the capital cities in Africa and all over the world? You discover that the people from capital cities, they sell their houses, they sell their land, they rent back the land they have sold, they sell their land and sleep in front of the shop they have sold. It's a reproach. We have become orphans, fatherless. Our mothers are like widows all over Africa. The stars, they die at a young age. Somebody God raises to deliver the family. He just dies before anything happens. And then when he dies, people come to the funeral and say, don't cry. The Lord give it, the Lord take it. Upon that, we lie against God. The Lord give it. In the book of Job, when Job said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it, was it God that took or devil? Hello, was it God that took or the devil? But we go to every funeral service and say, the Lord give it, the Lord take it. And many people have arisen against God because of what we pastors have told people during the funeral. Even the time of Job, the Lord did not take. It was the devil that was taken away. I was counseling somebody some time ago, and something like this happened to the person. He said he doesn't believe in God again. Why would the Lord take away what is precious to me? It is a reproach. I pray for you. Whatever God has given you, that the enemy is gladly taking away from your hands, today, let that enemy be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Continue. Picture of what a reproach is in the life of Israel. We pay for the water we drink, and our woods are sold back to us at the price. So everything that God has freely given you, you buy it. You spend for it. Imagine, for some of us, before you receive one miracle, 21 days water fasting before one miracle, and you are the child of a king, you need to struggle and fight. We are paying for the water we drink, and our roots are being sold back to us at the price. It's a reproach, sir. It's a reproach. Reproach. All around us, they pursue out our heels. We labor and have no rest. That's why some of us ran away from Lagos. I was listening to Erufai, an Erufai joke. So he said he wonders how Lagos people live in Lagos. 4 hours in traffic. He said he desired that God, anybody that lives in Lagos should not go to hell. He must go to heaven straight because he has spent his life on hell, in hell already. And there are many people in Abuja also. Work, no rest. We can see the work, we can see the reward. You wake up at church, you don't come. Work, anything, work. Saturday, work. Sunday, work. You live here, you are going to work. Some are work, at work. Some are watching online. No rest. Upon all those work. Now, the same clothes where we've known for you, with you for 5 years, you are still wearing. You are struggling to pay house rent. Nothing has changed. It is a reproach. You must be angry at anything that is called reproach, because Jesus came and took away your reproach. He was crucified naked to take away your reproach. And he paid the price for your reproach. Some cannot go back to their hometowns again. Old school association, alumni, some cannot put their face there. They cannot press anything. Community meeting, people cannot go again. Why? Reproach. Many things that people say, I am busy, in a lie, in a reproach. I have been coming. What has happened to me? What has changed? Reproach. I pray for you. Whatever is making you to bow down your head in shame, the blood of Jesus, take them away today. In the name of Jesus. Your shame, your disgrace, your humiliation, your reproach, they are taken away by fire. In the name of Jesus. What is reproach? It is disgrace. Shame. Taunt and byword. You know reproach. African. You know this way they do now. Eri. I used to think Yoruba people are the masters of that until I went to the north. Wow. I discovered that every black race, we do that. We reproach, we mock people. When they go, we're like, listen to me. Some are doing that to you, you don't know. You call them your friends, but they are mocking you. I pray for you. If God created the heaven and earth, everyone that mocks you, they will come and celebrate with you. In the name of Jesus, the reproach is taken away by the blood of Jesus. Reproach. At the first service, we look at what the Bible calls reproach. We look at delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, broken marriage, widowhood, early death, strangers defiling the sanctuary, and so on and so forth. Let me jump a little. See, let me tell you what happens to a person that is being reproached or under reproach. Luke 1, 24 to 25. Luke 1, 24 to 25. Luke 1, 24 to 25. 24. Now, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. And she hid herself. How many months? 5 months. Saying what? You read with me. Saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach. What happens to a person? Go, we hide, sir. We hide. We hide. You want to go. You are going. You meet somebody. You reverse. Reproach makes a man to hide. You go home January 5. After the December 20 to December, 4 people have gone. Then you go back home to see your parents after everybody has left. A man under reproach hides. Anywhere the enemy is hiding you, may the glory of the Lord relocate you from that place. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 89, 41, reproach. What happens to a man that is being reproached, under reproach? Look at this. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach. You know, anyone under reproach is a soft target for the enemy. They just look for somebody to just harass. They just come and, hey, come on, hey, what do you feel to? Hey, see the thing I go to come. You know, if you do anything, you know, a man under reproach is a soft target for the enemy. Soft target for everybody around. Reproach. Psalm 89. Jump, read 49. 42. Just 42. Go. Next verse. You have exalted the right hand of his adversary. You have made all his enemies rejoice. A man under reproach, his enemies are stronger and stronger than him. The enemies rejoice over him. Move to the next verse, 43. Look at 43. Look at me. You have turned the back. You have also turned back the edge of his sword. You have not sustained him. A man under reproach suffers defeat after defeat after defeat. He is always losing. From one battle to the other. From one loss to the other. From one failure to the other. Why? He is under reproach. And he comes to church like this. He's posing again. Reproach, they make him pose. Somebody, they pose under reproach. You know Abuja posing. Do you know who I am? Do you know? You are in L5 boys, boss. You are shouting, do you know who I am? People that matter, where are they? Are in their own car. Do you know who I am? Anybody that says that is nobody. People that are somebody, they never say, do you know who I am? You are walking on your feet at Sokale Junction. You are fighting there. And you are saying, do you know who I am? The rain is beating you there. You are saying, do you know who I am? You are running after a boss together with somebody. You are saying, instead of you to bow down and pray for God to change the situation, do you know who I am? I will show you who I am. Who are you? When they now arrest you, they call him pastor. Please call general. Call this. I will not call anybody. Reproach. Moving from one wahala to the other. Losing the battles of life. I pray for everyone here. You have rejoiced in God's presence. You have celebrated Him. Let the reproach be washed away from your life. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 31 verse 11. Or 38:11, depending on your mood. 31:11 or 38:11. Your mood. Your mood is 1:1. My loved ones and my friends, what do? They stand aloof from my plate, and my relatives stand far off. Failure is a bastard. Honor, victory is a family member. When a man is going through reproach, everybody stands aloof. I can share this with you. My house was always full those days. Everywhere, people, related, not related, people were in our house rejoicing. When the enemy struck, nobody, we saw nobody again. No. Nobody, they stood afar. He was not saving when he had. He doesn't have any house. Now see what God has done to him. He's nowhere to be found. I pray for you. People that mock you, they will gather together to celebrate with you. In the name of Jesus. The ones we have were the ones that say we are not capable. A reproach. They will stand off. They will stand aloof. Sir, if people gather around you, don't think you are the best or you are good. You have something they are running. You are a sugar. They are ants running after something. Separate it. Mix salt with it. You will see the difference. Psalm 31 verse 12. 31:12. They run away from you. 31:12. Look at that. Read with me. I am forgotten like a dead man. Out of mind. I am like a broken. A man under reproach is forgotten. I will never forget. Was he Reuben Abati that was sharing the last day of good luck in office? Was it Reuben Abati? When they finished handing over, he went to the airport to take the presidential place, the presidency, they lock it. They refuse to open it for him. People will forget you easily when you are no longer in power. I pray for you. Wisdom for you to separate. Let that wisdom come upon you. In the name of Jesus. When a man is under reproach, he is forgotten. You have nobody. You have nothing for us to run after you for. We will not call you again. Psalm 32 verse 6. A man under reproach is treated like a nobody. I was in the office one day when a colleague of mine came to see me. He traveled. He took time, traveled, and came back and said, Oga, if you see what I saw, what did you see? What did you see? He said he entered Ola Express to Ilorin with a former governor of Kwara State. He couldn't afford plane tickets. He went by road. Forgotten. There was nobody as raised up that can remind him and say, take transport fare. Sir, can I advise you? Before you became somebody, we know you. When you become somebody, don't change your friends. You will still come back to meet us. We are here waiting. I'm telling you. Anyone under the reproach of darkness, lift your right hand and let's pray together. Say, oh Lord, arise by your power. take away my reproach. In that, can we pray in the name of, oh Lord, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise in your mercy. 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 And take away my reproach. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We move forward. Read verse 7. Next verse. Next verse. Look at verse 7. Let's read together. A personal reproach. What happens to you? Let's read together. All those who see me, ridicule me, they shoot out their lips. Oh, my shame. Ha. And I used to know that man. He was a guy man. He used to do guy. That time, he didn't do as if not only him. Those are people you have helped. They will use it for illustration. An example of how the mighty are falling. And they will shake their head. But for you, that reproach is over. Can you say amen? For you, the reproach is over. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let's go a little bit forward. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Psalm 69, verse 19. The Lord knows your reproach. Please help me tell somebody. Say, the Lord knows your reproach. Tell the person, let me hear you. Let me hear you tell the person. Now, look at the screen. 69, 19. Let's read together. You know. Say that, let me hear you. Say that again. You know. Say that again. Let me hear you. Lord, you know my reproach, my shame. So by your mercy, deliver me from them. Lift your hand. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. You know my reproach. You know my shame. You know my dishonor. By your mercy, arise and deliver me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I remember when I just left the bank a week after. When I left, 1 week I rested before changing, moving to the next job. So while I was resting, a friend of mine that we grew up together called me. I bailed him out of many challenges in the past. He called me. Said, Biodu, this has happened to me. I need this certain amount to start the business. I said, bros, I just left the bank. In fact, as I'm talking to you, I'm at home. I didn't tell him that I'm changing jobs. I've left the bank. As I'm talking to you now, I am at home. I don't have anything on me to give you. He never called me again for 5 years. Never. I've bailed him out of issues. He will borrow money. I will give him. I say, no, don't bother. Don't pay back. I'll kill our brother. We grew up together. Now, why? I have left my job. Maybe what came to his mind is that I have lost my job. Even to call and say, how is it? How are you doing? What is happening? He never called me back. He never. He called me recently again when he was in another trouble. I still bailed him out. May God make us a person that they are calling. That we are not the people calling for help. Hello, do you understand? Because when I said that, pastor looks stupid. You still help that person. No, I'm not stupid. I don't want to be the one calling for help. I want to be the one they are calling for help. People run away from anybody under reproach. But you know what? Isaiah 50 verse 6. Isaiah 50 verse 6. And we are going to pray. Isaiah 50 verse 6. I gave my back to those who struck me. And my cheek to those who pluck out the bed. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. That was what they did to Jesus. Jesus received all this and was crucified naked publicly to take away our reproach and to take away every form of shame. What are we going to do? We are going to talk to him and ask him, "Oh Lord, take away my reproach." Say with me, say, "Oh Lord, arise by your power. Take away my reproach." Say that again. Say, "Oh Lord, arise by your mercy. Take away my reproach." Say, "Oh Lord, arise. Take away my reproach." In the name of Jesus. Are you in church? Are you in church? Sir, are you in church? In those days, I thank God, the miracle working God. I could count 7 of my friends and friends' family that married as virgins, both, and did not have children for 7 years. Reproach. Serve God all their lives. But the enemy will lay them. Reproach. I know people that serve God faithfully. Faithfully. But they have poverty only to show for their faithfulness. Reproach. Until you get angry against reproach, reproach continues. Reproach. Sometimes it's God that leaves the reproach there, Paul, because of revelation, so that he will not be proud. What did he do? He left thorn in the flesh for him. So that whenever he wants to do shakara, Smith Wigglesworth board, raise like 5 people from the dead. If Smith Wigglesworth meets somebody that is dead, he will slap the ear and the ear will open. When Smith Wigglesworth goes home, the person that opens the door for him is his son that was deaf and dumb. Reproach. We thank you. Stretch your hand here. Let the Spirit of the Lord brood over this place. The Spirit of the Lord brood, 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 brood. Let the Spirit of the Lord brood. The Spirit of the Lord is brooding over this place. Whatever is a reproach in your life, the Spirit of the Lord is taking them away now. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand, stretch your hand. Let the angels do their work. Let the angels do their work. Let them do their work. Let them do their work. Let the angels do their work in this place. Every financial reproach, every reproach that is a delay, a delay, a delay by forces of darkness to mock your God, to mock your prayers, the angels are here. Let that reproach be taken away now. In the name of Jesus, every reproach of delayed marriage, that reproach is breaking over your destiny now. In the name of Jesus. Every reproach of single parenthood, widowhood at a youthful age, every reproach of separation, divorce, broken marriages, that reproach is terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Every reproach of strange, untimely deaths that takes away people that serve the law, people hurt for the law. Every reproach that brings mockery, that makes people say, "Where was God? Where was God? Where was God? When this was happening, if this brother can serve God like this, and this happened." Every reproach will bring shame to the name of the Lord. Let that reproach be terminated today. In the name of Jesus, you have served God, but you have nothing to show for it. It is a reproach. I come by the anointing. I come by the grace of the Lord. Let that reproach be terminated in your life and your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every chain reproach happened to you, happened to your sister, happened to your brother, happening to everybody. That reproach upon your family. Hear the word of the Lord. The yoke shall be broken by the reason of anointing. Every yoke of reproach holding your family members together, let them be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, arise and roll away my reproach. Say, oh Lord, arise, arise. Arise, roll away my reproach. Arise. Arise, arise, arise. Roll away my reproach. Take them away. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and roll away my reproach. Arise. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Moving from one trouble to the other is a reproach. When will you rest? From affliction, one affliction to the other. Your favorite scripture is the many are the affliction of righteous. But the Lord delivered, yes, the Lord delivered them from, but rest a little now. There should be a time of rest, sir. There should be a time of rest. Hello? There is help in the house for you. Are you here? I've met many people, challenges, problems, but the Lord always makes a way. The one who makes a way, the way maker, that we praise, the way maker, the miracle worker, the light in the darkness, is here. Let him terminate every reproach in your life. In the name of Jesus. Joshua 5 verse 9. Joshua 5 verse 9. Joshua 5 verse 9. 5 verse 9. Can we reach God? I want to go. Then the Lord said to Joshua, what is the meaning of this day? What is the meaning of this day? Because, sir, don't be like Mary and Martha. When they say, you are resurrection, I say, I know one day. I know one day. I know one day we will resurrect. No. Eternal life starts now. Resurrection and life can be enjoyed now. Are you here? If your reproach are rolled away when you get to heaven, what is it? Is it not supposed to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies? Huh? Enjoy part of the reward or not? Read what is on the screen. Let's go. And the Lord said to, what is your name? Put your name there. Let me hear you. And the Lord said to, say it again. Let me hear you. Look at somebody by the side. Do you know the Lord said to me? Uh-huh. Look at the screen. Let's go. This day. Uh-uh. Read it. You know me, I know Sabi English much. You know, I know they speak good English. But little by little. He did not say, I will. He did not say, I shall. What did he say? When did that happen? When you were praising God before? Read it again. Your testimony. Yeah, let's go. This day, I have rolled away the reproach. Say, every symptom of reproach, every mark of reproach, every sign of reproach, every experience of reproach in my life, you are rolled away. You are rolled away. You have been rolled away. I experience you no more. You have been rolled away. You have been rolled away. I experience you no more. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 1 Samuel 11 2. I'm closing. 1 Samuel 11 2. Don't negotiate with the devil. He has no mercy. The Bible says the tender mercies of the wicked is cruel. You don't negotiate with the devil. You fight the devil in the name of Jesus. And Nahash, the Ammonite, answered them. Go to verse 1. Let me read from verse 1. 1 and 2. 1 and 2. Quickly, quickly. Nahash, the Ammonite, came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, make a covenant with us and we will serve you. Don't plead with the enemy. The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. After the begging, see what he said. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition, I will make a covenant with you, that I may put out all your right eyes and bring reproach upon you. Lift your two hands up. Any power, any collection of people that have gathered together, made up your mind, made up their mind to bring reproach upon you, let them fall, let them fail, let them falter. In the name of Jesus, in your life, no reproach. In your life, no reproach. In your life, no reproach. In the name of Jesus. Ruth 2:15. And when she rose up to the glen, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheep, and do not reproach her. Are you in church? Tell somebody, do not reproach her. For Ruth, let her glean. Let her glean even among the sheep. Let her marry. Do not reproach her. Let her carry the baby. Do not reproach her. Let her have financial breakthrough. Do not reproach her. Hello, are you here? Are you here? Whatever the enemy is using to reproach you, let the opposite begin to happen to you now. In the name of Jesus. Look at her. Say, let her enjoy grace. Do not reproach her. Be a prophet. Look at someone and say, let him enjoy grace. Do not reproach him. Say, let him enjoy mercy. Do not reproach him. Let her enjoy favor. Do not reproach her. Let her be lifted up. Let her shine. Let her serve the Lord. Let her give her life to Christ. Do not reproach her. Look at the person. Do not be reproach her. Do not reproach her. Do not reproach her. We thank you. We thank you. Bow our heads. Lord Jesus, plenty reproach. He was the one that was crucified naked because of your reproach. You need to give your life to him for you to move out of that reproach. You can shout with others. If he does not know you, he will not take away the reproach. You must be called by his name. You must give your life to him so that he can take away the reproach. You are here in church, you want to give your life to Christ. Remember, anyone that is ashamed of me before people, I'll be ashamed of them before my heavenly Father. You reproach me on earth, I reproach you. Words of Jesus. I want to give my life to you so that you can help me. Wherever you are, you want to give your life to Christ today so that his help be available for you. Raise your right hand up wherever you are. Raise your right hand up. Let's pray with you. Raise your right hand up. Mayala Bazita. Jebede Bokuri Abala. Mazinte Kedi Kede Lebojita. Thank you. Second set of people, you have been experiencing reproach in your life and you want the Lord to do something about it. Stand up on your feet. I didn't say look around. You have been experiencing reproach in your life and you want the Lord to do something about it. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone on their feet. by your power, by your mercy, by your grace, every power of reproach, let them be broken upon the life of your people. In the name of Jesus, the reproach is taken away. The reproach expires today. In the name of Jesus, by his hands, the one that raised David in Israel to take away the reproach of Goliath and the Philistines. As you are on your feet now, every reproach in your family, because you are here today, you are the point of contact. The reproach is being rolled away from your family. In the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that is too ashamed to stand up. Let the mercy of the Lord speak for you. Let mercy take away every reproach. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Have your seat bowed down ahead. Have your seat bowed down ahead. Have your seat bowed down ahead. If you raise your hand at the other time, we gave you a card. Please, can you stand up? Somebody at the back is calling you. Have they done that already? If you were given a card, please, can you just stand up? Just move to the back. Some people are waiting for you at the back. Just stand up boldly. Stand up boldly. Stand up boldly. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.